All right, picking up the pieces from Hurricane Francine in one of the places. They're doing a little bit of cleanup. Not a whole lot of problems. Plaquemines Parish could have been a lot worse. Mitch Jurisich with Delta Marina and Plaquemines Parish Councilman joins us. Mitch, good to hear from you. What can you tell us about Plaquemines Parish on recovery? Has our power been fully restored down there yet?
We got a couple isolated incidences in the Bell Chase area. Other than that, pretty much all of the parish is up and running. We were very fortunate, Don. I tell you what, I got to give it to our local forecasters because they kept saying it was going to go east of the National Hurricane Center's track. So we prepared for that, and sure enough, it did go east of that track. And, you know, anything from Houma eastward gives us puts us on edge because we have that Myrtle Grove area where the levees still aren't finished. And we did have some overtopping of some of those levees. We had one minor breach, but we were able to keep ahead of it. Most of the water went in the drainage canal system, and we were able to keep it pumped down. And we were very fortunate, Don. I can tell you, we were very nervous. Our power down here by the marina and in the lower end stayed on the whole while. We were very thankful for that. But as you know, we've been hit by so many storms, you know, in the past years, from Katrina on, that our power grid on the lower end, it's mainly new poles or new systems, so it holds up well, you know. But we're so thankful because we were very nervous, you know. We sit in this zone, and with these FEMA restrictions and everything that loom above us, you know, we take any water, anything that damage our home or homes over 50%, you know, we have to elevate. And this is just not, you know, it's just something that just adds, you know, pain to these situations, just knowing that you might not be able to come back, you know. So we were very fortunate, and we're looking at this great weather after. I mean, it's just been feeling wonderful outside, so.
Well, we're glad to hear it because Plaquemines Parish has certainly had their turn in the barrel before, and good to hear that it came through so unscathed. So marina's full up and operating, plenty bait. Have you talked to any of the fishermen that maybe snuck out yesterday to try to get a couple reports?
I didn't get no reports from any fishermen yesterday, but the weather was just beautiful. But I know one thing, they slammed up over there this morning with people because, you know, after a storm, those storm mentors did pop up too, by the way. They came out and you know, big time schools for that couple days. And so once they pop up, you know, those fish go in a feeding frenzy. I expect excellent fishing this weekend. And I feel bad for the charter guides because they've been kind of suffering with, you know, slow times. And they really had a lot of trips booked, you know, coming up. And last week, you know, they had to cancel some trips and they've been struggling, but they got a real bang-up time ahead of them. A lot of them are telling me, you know, they don't have a day off till sometime in December, which is great. But we do have a lot of good bait. I mean, the live shrimp are beautiful. They're perfect size. You know, I mean, it's just I'm expecting – I haven't been there yet this morning, but I'm expecting they're slammed up with boats because if people know, you know, I know, fishing after a hurricane – passes is slam dunk, you know.
Yep, especially when it comes, you know, at the time when the trout are getting ready to migrate inland. You know, those storm minnows, that is a strange little critter. You know, they're actually called gobies, and they suspect that they live kind of down in the mud. And then when you get these storms that kind of scour through it, it releases them, and they, like, have a jubilee of bonanza. And, boy, the fish and the birds just love them.
I just don't understand how they live, you know, unseen for all these months. But when you get these storms, they pop up. And I had actually one of my guys that used to catch the minnows for me, which I don't really have minnows anymore. He found a trick. He would take and dig a hole and put his minnow traps in that hole. And he would catch those storm minnows pretty much year round. And I said, but it was way back in the marsh. You'd have to go back in the marsh and you know, it seems like that high tide, they up in that, you know, marshy kind of wet area. And I guess when it, you know, that tide comes up and everything, they pop out the ground. But, you know, they're here today, going tomorrow. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they're tough little critters, too. You know, it's just a shame that you can't get more access to them. But that's, I've never heard that trick before, but it makes sense because that's where they are. They're down deep in that detritus and in that mud. And then once they get free, they come out, and, you know, it's like a bonanza at feeding time. Well, Mitch, glad everything worked out. You know, how's the restaurant? Restaurant going to be open this weekend?
Yeah, the restaurant's open, but we don't have any oysters. Usually, you know, every time it's mandatory, LDH will shut us down during hurricanes, and they got to do the testing, the sampling of the waterways and all before they reopen us. And so we don't have any oysters for the weekend because of that, and it may be Wednesday before they open some oyster areas back up. They'll probably open the Hopedale Shell Beach area because they really came unscathed. We had about a 5-foot tide surge in the Empire Burris area, so it'll be a couple of days later before they get, you know, get to sample and let us know if we're good to go again, which I know we're going to be, you know, but we did have a lot of rain and a lot of runoff, and, you know, it's one of those precautions that the health department puts us under, and it's a good precaution because, you know, further up in Myrtle Grove, there's, you know, a lot of cow pastures and stuff like that with all the rain and the runoff and everything. We have to just be
cautious.
Well,
it's not like we don't have any other choices, you know, like we don't have fresh fish or shrimp or something else.
Soft shell shrimp. Man, and look, they are a hot item at the marina. You know, we're very fortunate to have them. People come there, it's an appetizer, and you get a load of a nice portion of soft shell shrimp for an appetizer. A lot of people use it for their meal, but it's one of the unique things we have at the marina where, you know, we're able to access that. And you know, so yeah, you're right. You know, oysters do bring a lot of people. We've had a lot of phone calls if we're going to have oysters, and, you know, people, oh, well, I was looking forward to oysters, but guess what? You're right. We have everything else available.
They just taste sweeter the next time, that's all. Or saltier in the case.
That's right. Make you want them more. That's right. That's it. So,
Mitch, thanks so much for the update. Always appreciate it, and good talking to you. Glad y'all came out so well.
Good talking to you too, Don. And y'all stay safe, and everybody come on fishing. That Delta Marina's open. We have everything you need, all your fishing needs. And I think the fishing, in fact, I'm going fishing after a while myself, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good move. You deserve it. Thanks again. That's Mitch Jurasich down at the Delta Marina.